Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. Both presidential candidates courted Florida voters in Tampa Thursday. Former Vice President Joe Biden hosted a drive-in event, while President Trump addressed thousands at an outdoor rally. From member station WUSF, Stephanie Colombini has more.
Keeping a six-foot distance wasn't an option for Trump supporters packed around his stage. Make America Great Again hats were in abundance. Masks, not so much. Sam Johnson let his hang off his chin. He says he felt safe and enjoyed the break from coronavirus woes.
Everybody here is happy. There's no one frowning, whining, crying, complaining. Everybody's happy.
Later that evening, a couple hundred people sat near their cars spread out on a lawn at Biden's rally. For Jeannie Baldy, the distance was welcome.
Having people shoulder to shoulder at a rally is unconscionable with the numbers where they are in the state of Florida right now.
Rain eventually chased away Biden supporters, while heat caused some people at the Trump rally to collapse. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Colombini in Tampa.
The Georgia chapter of the NAACP and the group Fair Fight Action are asking Governor Brian Kemp to extend early voting hours until 9 p.m. on Friday. The request comes after a storm caused power outages at some polling sites in metro Atlanta and North Georgia Thursday. Friday is Georgia's last day for what has already been record turnout for early in-person voting in the state. Moderna, one of the front runners in the race to make a COVID-19 vaccine, has given investors an update. And NPR's Sydney Lupkin has details on the cost.
Moderna has agreed to sell its coronavirus vaccine to the United States government for about $25 per dose, the company told investors. That's the price for the first 100 million doses and makes it the most expensive coronavirus vaccine per dose. The Moderna vaccine will require two doses. Of all the COVID vaccines in development, Moderna's had the most help from the federal government. The National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is working closely with Moderna and estimates spending $410 million on its vaccine studies. The company has also received another $2.5 billion through a string of federal Operation Warp Speed agreements covering research, manufacturing, and procurement. Moderna says its clinical trials are on track, and it expects to have interim results in November. Sydney Lupkin, NPR News.
China has announced broad details about its next five-year plan at a gathering of Communist Party leaders. They use the opportunity to signal resilience as the U.S. pursues further sanctions on Chinese firms.
We will certainly be able to conquer the range of hardships and dangers that line the path forward, the official readout of the meeting declared. China's next five-year plan emphasizes building up domestic supply chains that can weather another trade war with the U.S. and investing in Chinese high-tech sectors to buffer the country from sanctions on Chinese firms.
NPR's Emily Fang reporting. This is NPR News. The Philadelphia City Council has voted to ban police use of tear gas, pepper spray, and rubber bullets against protesters. The vote comes in wake of a sometimes violent unrest over a fatal police shooting on Monday. Pennsylvania National Guard troops are expected to arrive in the city on Friday. Netflix says it's raising subscription prices in the U.S. for its popular streaming service. New members were charged higher fees beginning Thursday, and current subscribers will see the increases over the next 2 months. Details from NPR's Mandalito Barco.
Netflix last raised its price for U.S. subscribers on January of 2019. The standard plan is now $14 a month. The streamer's premium plan, which allows viewers to watch in what's called Ultra HD, is now $2 more, $18 a month. The basic plan remains at $9 a month. In a statement, Netflix said the company was updating its prices to offer more variety of TV shows and films. After the news, Netflix shares rose, as did its competitor, Disney+. In its third quarter earnings call this month, Netflix executives touted the company's 195 million subscribers around the world. Mandalita del Barco, NPR News.
A coalition of fair housing organizations is accusing online real estate broker Redfin of digital redlining. A lawsuit by the plaintiffs alleges that a two-year investigation shows Redfin offered fewer virtual tours, online promotions, and commission rebates for homes listed in minority neighborhoods. Redfin CEO says the company has not violated the fair housing law, but that the lawsuit raises some questions. This is NPR News. Support.